Joe. Not a bad guy, but he is noticeably not here today. What's up? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. If you missed it, I just read an email that we received from our boss. So yesterday, we had a blast. It was Halloween. We are just having so much fun. We played Thriller about 18 times. Joe got a little crazy, went a little rogue. What happened was the boss was not happy. Then we hear a pounding on the door. He gets locked out of the studio. So Joe does the lock, doesn't let our boss in the studio. The boss not happy about that. I'm just being totally transparent. So after the show, we called upstairs and then we have a very tense meeting in which I want to be honest, I felt like Joe was going to like tear up and cry. Then we received this email and I'm going to read it to you. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I'm just going to read it. It says, subject, Thriller non-compliance. Morning team. Joe is on a one-day suspension for his acts of insubordination surrounding the Thriller incident. Run Friday as a normal show. Produce a pork shop. You will run the initial operations of the show. Please let me know if you have any questions, our program director.
You know, I don't think it would have been such a big deal as well if he didn't kind of have like a little track record of doing crazy things. Like, for instance, our AC over the summer was like really messed up. So people were like changing it. So Joe ripped the thermostat off the wall. And we talked about that on the radio too, but he actually got in trouble. So I think because he's got a little track record of doing some crazy things, that's why I think this was kind of a big deal.
That's when you guys named him Joe Rombe. I remember.
And yeah, oh, by the way, today, I think someone tweeted us and was like, oh, Joe gets a 3-day weekend. No, he's suspended without pay. And if you know Joe, like a day without pay is...
It's not a good thing. I mean, we are jealous that he got to sleep in, but it's not a good thing. But we wanted to be transparent. That's where he is today. He got suspended because he locked our boss out of the office. And they said that obviously they're not going to tolerate that. But we feel bad for Joe. Don't think that we threw him under the bus. We all stood up and were like, no, we had a blast. I thought it was great. People were having a fun time. I want to call Joe. We've been trying to track him down.
I already did. I've got him on hold right here.
You have him on the line?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We want to check in. A lot of people are concerned about you. I mean, one, we're jealous that you got to sleep in today.
Well, I wish. I don't know about you guys, but obviously I'm a little stressed. I mean, everything's going to be okay, but I just don't like this whole situation. But no, I mean, I think I woke up at my usual time today around like 3:30, 3:45 for work like I usually do.
But I have a question. Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah. You actually been doing pretty decent on the board. I'm surprised.
Oh,
that was pretty smooth.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, I'm shocked.
No errors so far. I magically got you on the phone line here, so there's that.
So, Joe, I went ahead and I read the email that we all received. I talked a little bit about the meeting that we had to go to. And so do you want to say, because people are very concerned about you, so if you want to tell anybody anything that about what happened yesterday, now's your shot.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I want to say a few things, and we can get to yesterday's meeting. But, yeah, I just, not that I'm surprised, because we have an amazing, amazing audience in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9. Also, we're on the air in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. And when I felt the love yesterday from everybody, and I just appreciate that. I don't know who started the hashtag Save Joe, but that was pretty dope.
Hashtag Save Joe, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I just want to say, I mean, we really don't know unless you call in or interact with us on social media, like how we do on the show, if people liked it or didn't. And to see all that interaction yesterday and how much people care. And I heard a couple of callers ago, I think you guys kind of read the email like a few minutes ago about that. And I thought that was really nice to hear those phone calls about how people really enjoy us on the show. And that means a lot. So that part, first of all, thank you. Because we truly love what we do.
Do you regret playing Thriller 18 times? Or do you regret now locking our boss out of the studio? Any regrets?
Well, let's get to that, though. The Thriller thing was just kind of behind-the-scenes radio stuff. The point that our multiple people, like our boss, that radio behind the scenes, like they have people that select music and say, oh, this is what people want to hear, blah, 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 all that boring stuff. They're mad that I went off script or I went off format, that I missed Lizzo. I believe they brought up Lewis Capaldi, and I missed Post Malone. So I'm sure you guys have played that this morning to make up for it. But they're mad that I went off script for that. They don't mind that I played Thriller, but they also said it's a long song. It's a 6-minute song. They're all about quick, 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 quick songs. So that, but the thing that really kind of got me in trouble, and it wasn't you guys, it wasn't your fault at all yesterday, is the biggest thing with the quote-unquote Thriller incident is that I locked the door, which, side note, that's the dumbest thing ever. I love it. But we have a lock inside of our studio so we can lock people out from getting in here. So Our boss was pretty pissed, to put it nicely, the fact that he was banging on the door. And I thought it was hilarious on air. I'm like, this is radio gold. This is the people must be laughing and having a great time. He didn't. And he felt that it was not only disrespectful to him, but it kind of insubordination. I don't know. They use, you know, those big words, Mackenzie. I don't know. But you were in the meeting.
Hey,
but,
Joe.
I don't know.
Can we, maybe we could do the rest of the show like this, you from home and you talking on the phone.
No, to be honest, as you brought up, I am a little peeved that I'm not getting paid. I depend on every dollar that I get.
What was Lindsay's reaction? Because I'm sure your wife, when you say, hey, girl, I got suspended today.
Oh, my wife, Lindsay, was pissed. She was mad at me because of the fact of she works at Finish Line Shoe Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. And a lot of people listen to our show, which, once again, I appreciate. And they're like, oh, my God, she hates finding out things secondhand. And she heard that we played Thriller. She didn't know that she missed the part about our boss yelling. And then her coworker's like, oh, my God, is your husband in trouble? So, and then, obviously, I had to tell her about the meeting once we got out of work yesterday around, like, 1:30 or 2 o'clock after all those, like, that meetings and stuff. And she was upset. She's like, are you an idiot? Like, because it's just financial stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to pay off our debt. We have goals one day to buy a house. And she's like, how are you going to do that if you lose your job? And she brought up, and it's true. Like, it's just me. I don't know how to change it, Mackenzie. But I'm the person Porchop brought up to. I just don't know when to stop. It's funny, so I keep on doing it. And you get a little annoyed. I'm like, oh, it's funny. And everybody else is laughing at it. But she's brought that up. Previous girl I dated before I ever met my wife brought that up. That's why she broke up with me. She's like, I don't know when to stop. So apparently, yesterday, 16 or 17 times a Thriller, I didn't know when to stop.
Too much.
Aww. Well, we love you, and we got your back, and we want to see you back here Monday, okay? Enjoy your day off. Did you find the Halloween candy that you were looking for?
Oh, yeah. See, this is why we're missing good content. You want to talk about it real quick? Yeah. My wife, Lindsay, if you didn't hear it on the show, was hiding my Halloween candy. our Halloween candy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really find it. Then yesterday I went out and bought toilet paper and paper towels. So I was putting the paper towels away where they go in the cabinet, like below the kind of near the stove on the side. What do I find? A bag of 120 pieces of candy. And guess what? It was open and missing some candy.
Uh-oh.
So now you're alone all day with that candy. So this could be a win-win, Joe.
Yeah.
Let's look at the positive.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll get all the good stuff. But you guys are doing a great job today. Thanks to everybody that's been calling in and supporting. I really appreciate that. And I'll talk to you guys later. But I guess I should be back on air Monday. I have to come into work today at 2 o'clock. I have another meeting. It's a follow up with HR and something. I guess one of our bosses was out of town, so I don't know if it's the same thing we talked about yesterday, but. As of now, I believe I'm back Monday.
That's so stressful. All right, well, try to enjoy your day. We miss you, all right? We're going to do Freestyle Friday coming up, and we're going to have them battle, rap battle about you in trouble.